Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
March, which means magic. March magic is in the air.
Yeah, madness too, because some stimmies dropped.
Yes.
And look, I was thinking, I get my regular salad on Wednesdays, right?
Right.
And this show is pre-recorded. I was like, and usually either my wife, Shanetta, she'll go get the salads, right?
Uh-huh.
Or I'll go get them. So then whoever get them got to pay for them, whatever.
Right.
So I go in the parking lot. I can't find a parking spot.
Hey.
Yeah, but I forgot. I said St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah.
And the stimmies dropped.
And stimmies are dropping.
So some people in St. Patrick's, they stimmied off.
Right.
Oh, that's.
Man, I've seen some videos.
Yes,
from
sir.
Yesterday for the St. Patrick's Day, and it was like, it was wild. Man, people was everywhere, bars, outside, and they act like the pandemic is over. It's like there's no more demic left, man.
They got it. They got that stimmy.
They got that stimmy, and they forgot. The reason you got the stimmy is because of the pandemic.
That's right.
And you still partied like it was 1999.
Man.
Well, it's not. And they better get right because, only a small percentage have been vaccinated.
Yep, I'm vaccinated. I got both of my eyes.
Same here.
Yes.
Okay. We just happen to be in categories that allow us to get a little bit ahead in front of the line, right?
That's right. But we're not out here abusing our social distancing.
Oh, my gosh, no.
I'm masked up still. I'm still in the spaces. Me and you are in this space 6 feet apart. So,
right. And the most vulnerable segment of the community are the ones that are basically ignoring all the CDC guidelines by these huge parties.
I got some money. COVID don't exist.
Right.
I'm Superman. I got that check. I'm Superman.
And it's like, what do you do? I think that was never part of the equation.
That's right.
As to how can we manage this thing till it doesn't become a big party.
Man, well, it is, man.
It's too late.
Because you got to think, today's the 18th, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so official spring is March 21st.
Okay, spring break. Well, they've actually started spring break early.
Yes, they have.
And then you take like states like Texas, right? Texas is a major
mask off.
No mask, but it's a major gathering point for spring breakers down in Corpus Christi. They got those group of islands out there. There's another place right down.
I know you're talking about.
On the coast, right?
Because I was telling my wife, I was like, I got a cousin in Texas. I was like, I want to go visit him. I got both of my shots just to go. But I was like, she's like, no, they got the travel ban right now.
I don't know if I'd want to go to Texas right now, yeah. Man, because it's just wide open. And my fear is that although these are young women and men who, if they do contract the virus, the results are not as detrimental as it would be to other folks. But they are coming home, right?
Right.
You're going to bring that back to wherever you live. And now you got to, your parents, your grandparents, those kind of people now become at a higher risk, especially those that have not been vaccinated. Because, truth be told, you get the vaccination, but are you totally immune to the virus? Do you get a small case of it where it's not as severe, or is it a total shield where even if you are exposed to it, it doesn't affect you?
You're right, because they got the variant. The variant's hitting like the third round in Europe has hit.
Right,
and third it's a round. Variant, and it's like I don't know whether it's the plumbing, it's the insulation, it's the whatever in Europe, the water, what.
And there have only been a few cases in the state of Michigan, but there have been, and just the last couple of days, we have had an uptick, right?
Right.
In the number of cases that have been diagnosed. So it went down. We were, we're right in that zone of that 3-5%, and now it's starting to creep back up. So, like I said, I don't think we are totally out of the woods.
It just happened in Grand Ledge. They just had a sporting event where everybody got COVID, I heard.
Okay, then I did see that.
Yeah.
I seen that.
It's a middle school game or something, and yep. Everybody got infected. Probably was wrestling.
Grand Ledge, yeah.
Probably a wrestling event.
And our most recent opponent, we played basketball 2 weeks ago, Lansing Waverly. They had a case on their freshman team, and our freshman team wasn't able to travel because they had to quarantine the entire freshman team. So that, you know, it's still around, man. Nothing has really changed for us to act like business as usual.
Yeah, and then you got to think, when it comes to underserved population, when you talk about blacks and Latinos,
yeah,
a lot of times it's issues like, I can't afford the shot. You're like, what do you mean you can't afford the shot?
Free.
It's free. But sometimes, depending on where you're getting a shot from, you never know. Somebody like, I'm charging $5 for this, or
could be.
10. You know, marginalized communities, sometimes people run a game on them. And
see,
that's unfortunate.
And the other piece to that is, especially for the Latino community, there's certain information that's requested.
That's right. Yes.
And in fear of possibly being a documented immigrant, you possibly think this could be used to do a background search and find out you are undocumented and send you back.
That's it, and that's scary.
So they are a bit afraid about that as well.
Yeah, but something else that I believe in, not getting away from the financial thing, is people from the continent of Asia has been racially biased against, and then the recent events that just happened this week,
right,
with the guy going into
the massage parlors,
killing the people.
In Atlanta, two of them.
I don't even think he even knew him. It was just like he said he was infatuated, or...
He says he has an addiction,
wow,
to sex, and he was basically somewhat attracted by those types of individuals.
And they don't even know him.
Don't even know him. But he felt like in order to solve his problem, he needed to eliminate that desire. So I'll just kill him, and in that way, I don't have to have that desire to go there anymore. And he was also on his way to Florida to do the same thing when they stopped him.
So do you think that's an effect of like being quarantined and like having to be locked in? Because I'm like, he probably got that fetish through the internet, being in the wrong places on the internet.
Could
and
possibly
doing
be.
Something to his mind, just spending hours and hours in a space where he's affected mentally, his mental health is destroyed. And
yeah,
I'm like, he didn't even know. I'm like, did he know him? What did he do wrong today? Strange for some change? What? I'm like, I'm thinking, I'm in my mind, like, what?
Yeah, what triggered him?
Yeah.
You know, so I would hope at some point in time there might be some psychological evaluation that'll be conducted, and they can tell us what these deep, dark thoughts are.
Yeah, but they say that racism towards people from the continent of Asia
has definitely increased, and yep, a lot of it came because of the rhetoric that came out of the White House as far as who is to blame for the virus.
Yep, so that's going to affect us financially, because they are a major trader with when it comes to the free world market with America.
Oh, yes.
A lot of products that made at Walmart and stuff come from that continent.
China, Southeast Asia. I mean,
yeah,
when you look at one, you can't tell one's from China or Southeast Asia or what. They all got the similar physical builds, you know, and you just look at them as possibly a person from China probably. Yep. But you're absolutely right. You know,
unless you got a relationship with them, you could ask them.
Yeah.
You know, or you just know. You could tell. And it's like, but that just make you think, like, this is the long COVID when it comes to the social equity portion.
Yeah.
The racism portion. And then for us right now, we're on a financial literacy show. Our president is third check in hand, right?
Yeah.
So this is what I've been thinking. I was like, okay, White House is, what's in the House's $1.9 trillion coronavirus plan. But then I said, okay, I don't look at them as handouts. I'm not saying that, audience. So you get a check, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people need it.
And some don't.
Some don't. Then you get another check. Some people need it. Some don't.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get another check. So imagine, you done seen this money layer after layer after layer. And for some of us, it don't cover your rent. It don't cover mortgage. Okay, that's fine. But imagine you squander all three checks and you don't catch up on your bills. You don't, because it's a lot of things that's in this bill that's going to people cover other spaces.
Right.
Where this could be, if things done right, this could be emergency fund money.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. So.
It's not mad money. It's not pennies from heaven, if you will.
I seen a picture, either emoji or, you know, on TikTok or something. And it was a person, right? Tony. Yeah. And it had America pouring the Kool-Aid jug or the plant, right? into a smaller jug. Somebody was holding it. They were smaller.
Uh-huh.
And that same jug was pouring back into the big one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's like they was pouring into somebody. Like, here you go. Here's stimulus. Here go the money. And that same person, as soon as they was getting it, was giving it right back. And I was just like, how do you, somebody give you something and you give it right back?
Well, I think without seeing it, based on that, if the analogy is the federal government is the big pot, right?
Right.
Federal government is the big pot. The smaller container is the consumer. And the consumer, the money that goes back is when you buy goods and services that create a tax, right? Certain things that you're going to buy that's going to be a tax tied to it. That money is going to flow back either through the state or to the federal government based on whatever that product is.
Yeah. I was looking at something like this. I was thinking, and I heard this on on a show with some sports athletes, and you've probably seen this. And they were saying that, you know, NFL players travel all across the world.
Yeah.
Right? They travel across the world, across the country.
All in sports.
Yeah.
You know, hockey.
So in 16 baseball. Weeks, you got a game in a different state, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most likely. So they were describing and said, okay, think about that. You go to Chicago, Detroit, California, San Francisco. Mm-hmm.
Florida, Texas.
Right? You got a Chinatown, Georgia. Right? You got Chinatown.
Uh-huh.
You got a Russian town. You got the German area.
Oh, most of your metropolitan areas have these segments of all the ethnic groups from around the world.
The people that's from Iraq. You got Dearborn. You got all these spaces where these people have these restaurants, stores, mm-hmm. and these spaces, right? But they say, every time you go to an area and you say, hey, where the black people at? It's a ghetto. Now, ghetto is not an original term for African Americans. It comes from the people that's from Israel. People that's from that's Israel. Jewish people established ghettos first.
Yep.
So when I was like, how did a ghetto get attached to a whole group of people in a that's centrally located in a urban area, but then everywhere else got a Chinatown, Russian town, Mexican town?
Mm-hmm.
Because I look at it and the guy talked about it, it's collective economics. So if they're getting a stimulus check and you got a Chinatown. And you get your stimulus check, and you're like, I'm going to blow it in Chinatown. I'm from China.
Right. That's how they go.
So that dollar is going to be recycled.
Yes.
In a community where if you got a business and you getting services from your own people,
mm-hmm.
now you're magnifying what your people do.
Yep.
So our charge to our community before we break this $1.9 trillion bill down is make sure you spend some dollars in your community or with somebody that look like you. If you do anything. If it's a sandwich, if it's a meal, if it's an outfit, if it's a service, a product, if it's some insurance, if it's a program, something with somebody from your demographic, if you could put a dollar back in your demographic with your stimulus,
mm-hmm.
that'll make our community grow.
And caveat to that is that's not the liquor store.
Okay.
Okay.
That's right.
That's not the liquor store. Okay, there are other businesses in the community that need your support. You got my boy up in the Heights, Thomas Smith.
That's right.
Urban Apparel.
Urban Apparel. He cool people.
Young lady out on Glade Street just opened up a restaurant out there.
Good food. Yeah. We always, with our MCEC fam show, we always patronize small businesses like that. Her business is banking.
Kareen in the Mall.
Yep.
There's a number of other places. And you should be particular, right?
Yes,
sir. You should think about it before I go out and just, you know, I'm not going to say blow money, but if I'm going to spend it, I want to make sure that I do.
Target spending.
Target
That's the word
spending.
We talking about. Target spending. That's the word you say. I'm targeting my dollars
like
towards certain things.
The liquor store is not one of them.
The lottery man is not one of them.
No, your church is.
Yeah.
Okay. Churches are hurting too. So
that's right.
If you struggle to pay tithe and offerings,
don't break a tithe off.
This is a possibility, you know,
I did.
To use some.
I did.
Some of that money. Don't have to be a whole bunch, but just some.
Yeah, I'm always, I have to do that. That's what I expect of my life because when you start giving, it just come.
Yeah.
With the need, your needs will be met and the things come. So why not start giving with a stimulus? If you think like you didn't need it, you're just going to blow it all on some junk.
Right. I mean, you know, stimulus is not about the Xbox. It's not the Jordans. It's the whatever products that you think you want. It's not about that. It's about the need. Okay. And if you blow it, this is probably the last stimulus check you'll ever see in your lifetime. The worst case scenario is don't spend it, save it, and use it for a rainy day fund, because a rainy day is coming.
Man, I promise you. I want to share with them, like, the first real pandemic I went through financially was dealing with the mortgage crisis.
2008.
And for that pandemic, for me, that wasn't no stimmies.
Oh, no.
I had an emergency fund that I drained. I remember. And it took me probably like 14 months to get back on track.
Yeah.
It took almost 2 years. It went from 2008 to like the middle of 2009. I remember moving here, everything. So I had money.
Okay.
But I didn't have the abundance that I had before the mortgage crisis. But when it came down to no job, change of situations, I had about 6-7 months. So I was like, I'm good. Then the job kicked in, and I was in a new space, and it helped me rebuild. But I lost a lot, and I'm like, I wasn't blowing it.
No.
I was like, this is a budget. We're going to live by this budget. We're going to move this way. But my thing is this, Tony, like you said, it might be our last stimulus, because when I think about what's in the $1.9 trillion bill, you're talking about a bill that no Republicans voted on.
Not one.
That's like like riding the boat, and you're like, okay, only this side going to row.
Right.
We're not rowing.
So that means you're going in a circle. Right? We can't get across the river because everybody on the left side is rowing, and the guys on the right side is sitting there.
That's right.
Okay? And the reason being is they felt like it was too much money for lower class people to have in this country. That was the kicker in this. Middle class, okay. But the lower class people that, you know, may work the marginal jobs, because you do have to have, you have to file taxes, you know, some of the things to qualify for stimulus, right?
Yes, right.
Social Security number, and you have to have filed taxes. So if you don't fit in those categories, then you don't get a check. But there are a lot of people that are in that category that are working, and some of these jobs are frontline jobs, right? Working in a grocery store, you know, in your local Walmart, what have you, it's not really considered a living wage in some states, if you will. And they were just concerned that was just too much. I mean, I heard a thing the other day about there are 10 million people unemployed, and they interviewed some small business owners who were saying that they can't get people to come in and apply for work.
Because the unemployment is more than what they get.
They're making more on unemployment.
And people tell them that.
And I think this is the case. There are a certain segment that believe that they make more. And then there's a group that realizes that they know this is a short-term proposition. And at some point in time, I do have to get out and get gainful employment. And the other piece to this equation is that the skill set. When you say that you're out of job, it's a job opening, what are the qualifications for those jobs, right?
Some people don't fill.
Some people don't have the
certifications or the degrees.
Right. So that's another issue around why some of these jobs are not being filled. And I think part of this stimulus package will help address some of those issues about trying to get, force money into the public schools, money into the community colleges. Okay, we just heard the other day that GRCC is allowing people to come back and go to school for free.
That's right, 25 and up.
25
Rise or something. Like if you've been placed out of work or you ain't been in school in a long time, you can come back. We'll forgive your debt and you can come on back.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, part of that is true about making more on unemployment. And again, that was one of the issues that the Republican Party made why they couldn't support it.
Mm. So listen to this. It said the House bill, so stimulus checks, unemployment insurance, and child tax credit. So the House bill provides $1,400 stimulus checks on top of the $600 payments issued through the stimulus bill passed in December. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget puts the price tag of the next wave of checks at $422 billion.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
It is. And now, if you try to explain to somebody what $1.9 $9 trillion really represents. Okay? Make it plain. Make it make sense.
I can't.
Okay? I mean, there are countries in this world whose gross national product don't even come close to these kinds of numbers. All right? We always talk in terms of millions, potentially billions. Rarely do we have a conversation that involves talking about trillions.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, man. It's,
okay.
So they said the vast majority of Americans who received an earlier stimulus payment will get one again. But the most affluent families would be left out. So Republicans and more moderate Democrats argue that the next round of payment should only go to the hardest hit households.
I don't have a problem with
that. I don't have a problem with it. Like, for me, I'll take it, but I know what to do with it.
Yeah, so some of the ceilings was that if you are married and joint, $150. If your household income exceeds $150, you don't get it. Or if you are single, it's $1,400 that you get. And then you get $1,400 for each dependent.
I know. So somebody got five kids, they rolling. But then listen to this. I saw a news story where a guy was not even married to the young lady. He found out she was getting all that money.
Indianapolis.
He wanted some money. He killed everybody that was considered a dependent.
Yeah, yeah.
They and left her alive.
Was it? Because his daughter was involved in that. He actually killed his daughter.
Yep.
The girl's mother and the brother. And maybe one of them, maybe the girlfriend was wounded. But, you know, if you do the math, right?
Well, ain't taking care of the kids.
No, had no vested interest at all. And she offered to give him $700. Which, you know, I mean, must have even made him madder because he left and came back. So if we do the math, if she had three kids herself, 14, so like 4,500 maybe?
Yep.
And you want to take somebody's life and your own child? That's a horror story, man.
Man, 1,400 times four, we got $5,600.
$5,600. It's a lot of jack for some people. But some people, it's not that much.
So he was waking up like, hey, man, I ain't got no money.
No money. But, yeah, that's one of the downsides to this thing. And I imagine, you know, there's probably other situations where it may not have resulted in death, but potentially some kind of an abuse went on because somebody thought they didn't get their fair share out of the stimulus package.
Yep. Or here, listen to this scenario. I'm gonna give you this one. Custody battles.
Custody battles.
So like say you claim a kid, so like you're not with somebody anymore, like a significant other,
yep,
relationship. And 1 year she claimed the kids.
Yeah.
Next year you claim.
Right.
So then now last year you claimed it with the Trump.
Okay.
You seen the 1,400. And you only seen the $2,200 for the kid, for the one-timer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this year is her year to claim him. Cha-ching! She's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Like, hold on. What about me? She's like, I ain't never say nothing to you. When your year came, I let you claim.
Right.
I can't help it that policy has changed, and I'm blessed.
Okay.
I give you $700.
You need to move on. $700.
What? You going to get this much? You only going to give me that much? Well, hey. It's the second year of the pandemic. It's the end of not the end, but it's going to the second year. And I've been dealing with the brunt of it. And I always say that. I mean, I'm male by gender. And I respect what we do as males. But I think the pandemic has been hardest on women.
I truly believe that.
Especially
as well.
Women-led households.
Yep.
Because like I leave my household. Yep, I leave my household. And a lot of times I see my wife have a problem. It's my problem.
Mm-hmm.
I got to fix it. And 99.997 times the 0.003 is left up to God, I can fix the problem.
Okay.
Because I know what the cost of the problem is. She's like, oh, I want to talk to you about something. It's a problem. Now, I think about the woman that don't have that.
Yeah.
That don't have the man that's saying, hey, I got you.
Right. Yeah, we're going to work this out.
And she in a pandemic, probably lost her job.
Or can't work because school is out.
Yeah, and her kids.
Yeah, who I can't afford daycare.
Yep.
You know, I got.
It's been teachers like
that. Yeah.
It's educators that can't even do their job because they either probably got a kid that's that's got a disability.
Yeah, that's another issue.
Yep. So I pray for the mothers during the pandemic, and I pray that the blessings come to them. So that's one way I look at a stimulus check. It's like, yep, get that to them. They need it. Make sure that this lady got taking care of her kids. Yes. Yep. She worked hard. She's educated, but she can't go to work. So now I see what space that she in.
Yeah.
So that's what we got to understand when we looking at, like you say, the social equity of it. Like, but then when it's that person that you at the grocery store and they got all the high ticket items in they basket, you like, man, they got all crab legs. They got steak. A bottle of wine. They know the wine. T-bone, $50 right. T-bones, and you see that and you like, hold on, you tripping.
Yeah.
Or like I'll give you this example. I was passing out food at the food bank yesterday, right?
Okay.
And usually I'll be there until like 6 o'clock. So I told you, usually on Wednesday, my wife has to pick up the food.
Right.
So.
Sell it. Yeah. Sell it Wednesday.
Yep. So I call her like, yeah, go on, put the order in. She's like, it's $4.55. You just got there at 3:30. What's going on? I said, we had extra food. Stimmy killed it. Stimmy killed the food truck. I had to ride around to the rescue mission somewhere else and say, do y'all want this? No, man, we good. We don't need that. So I'm looking like, man, this I ain't never seen nothing like this.
Wow.
Where the line was out of there. Like, I'm like, they're like all this food. Yeah,
normally back last year, I would see lines that were, you know, a mile long, man.
Yeah. So like,
waiting for the food truck.
So I'm talking to somebody and I was like, he said, yeah, it's over. He's like, I looked at them. I said, look, you know what? It's Stimmy Day and it's St. Patrick's Day. And we trying to get food back to citizens. That's like, they got money.
They don't need your food. We can go to the grocery store.
Yep. But hey, listen to this right here. So I think about, like my dad used to say, tell me like this. He said, boy, get your hands out your pocket. You ain't got money like that. Right?
Uh-huh.
Or like, he say, every time I give you something, you like that money on fire. You like, you gonna spend it.
Gotta go spend it.
Right? He said, you gotta stop doing that. And I understand what he's talking about because you can have a mindset of abundance or deficits.
Mm-hmm.
And having a mindset of a deficit, it's almost like whatever you get, you're going to get back to where your consistent number at. So why not live your life like, okay, I got this consistent number I'm going to live at. Whatever come in over that number, I'm stashing that.
Right.
Like you say, you call it buckets.
Yeah.
That's going up. All right, my bill's already paid. I got that. That's going over there.
I'm sitting over there.
And then, like you said, if it's a check, and you even paid your tithes out of it, and you're like, okay, what's the mad money in this? $200.
$200. We're like, not going to
go crazy with $200 out of the $1,400. If you don't need it, go crazy with $200 out of the $1,400.
That's it, man. Treat yourself.
And you're like, what's this $1,000 for? In case I have car trouble.
Yep.
In case I have.
Wash machine, refrigerator go out.
Yep.
Yeah. Those things are going to happen.
It's going
to
happen.
And you need to be ready and say, well, no. I'm going to live for the day. I ain't worried about tomorrow.
Yep.
Well, that's not a very good, you know, system to live by. But
no,
if that's
not
your choice, there's going to be a price you pay because now you're going to wind up at the payday loan store or trying to borrow it. And
that's what they're looking for you right now.
Yeah.
They're looking. They're like, we can give you a loan, $10,000 on the internet.
On the internet. Man, they just setting them up, man.
They're ready for you. They're like,
setting them up.
You know he got some, he excited. He let's offer this. And then the way Facebook is, they sell everything on that.
Everything.
All you do is push a button, you got it.
Yep.
So then look at the unemployment. It said expanded unemployment insurance and child tax credit. We was talking about this.
Oh yeah, child tax credit.
Yep. $900. This is that next piece of money you can get. So it says $900 billion stimulus package passed in December, provided unemployment for an extra $300 per week, right? But that program expires in mid March, raising concerns for a looming cliff facing. So then, when it ends, what's next? They say the House increases the legislation increase weekly the benefit from 300 to 400 through August 29th.
It's all summer.
Man, that's balling for the summer. That's to take you all the way through the summer. Yeah. And that's 1 month shorter than the Biden's original proposal. So now you get an extra $100, $400 a month. You got $1,400, right? Then they say the House law also expands the child tax credit an extra $600. From
$3,000.
$3,600. Yep. Under the age of 6. So it also expands the tax credit so you can claim up to half of their child care expenses on their taxes.
Which is good.
Yeah, that's a benefit.
Yeah, I like that one.
So if you pay for daycare, you deserve that.
So
minimum wage next. So you know the minimum wage thing is what? What's that? The $15?
They want the $15. It's a graduated system where it doesn't go to 15 overnight. You know, so, and just to add one more point to this discussion about the 1.9 trillion. Where is that money coming from, right? Where are we getting that money from?
We're printing up in Monopoly Board.
We're printing it up.
It's coming from Monopoly Board.
The fear is that when you do that, you increase inflation. Inflation raises prices.
The dollar do what?
It gets smaller because it's worth less, right?
Right.
And then the other piece to it is larger institutional investors around the world buy U.S. bonds, all right? And basically, they're using bonds to help finance this. So, but this money has to get paid back.
Because investors got to make their bread.
They're gonna want, they want their money back.
So some kind of bubble got to bust.
Yeah. Or future generations will continue to pay off this tremendous debt. I believe the gross national product, which is the measurement of the growth of the economy, it'll help offset some of that. But this is only one, right? We're not talking about those last stimulus packages that went through. This one gets piled on top of that. So when you look at it totally, you're looking at about $3.5 trillion that's getting added to this huge debt we already have. So technically, this country is probably in the area of about $8 to $9 trillion in debt. The last time we had a balanced budget was in Clinton's administration.
Yep, last time.
That means we spent what we brought in, so we had a balanced budget. And over that period of time, we have, you know, even you got to factor in the war that's been for 25 years going on in the Middle East. All this debt has just ballooned to the point where, you're right, the bubble's going to burst, and we're going to have to mortgage the future of this country.
Because you got to look at, ending on this note, you got to look at the properties. Like, we've been looking at properties like condos, and we were looking at different areas. You're like, hold on, why Detroit got condos that's the same in this area, but they like half the price in this, they half the price in Detroit, and they double the price here. So it's like people looking like, we got to leave the big city, we can't afford it. We got to come to cities like lakefront property, small enough, easy to get to work. So now our property is doubling here, but mm-hmm. The big city is shrinking.
Same thing is happening in all your metropolitan areas. Due to the pandemic, when it hit New York, I mean, it's right now there's property.
The CBD, the Central Business District, yeah. Don't got no value.
Yeah, there's no value. And then, you know, coupled with the fact that people are working from home now, and then these people are trying to, you know, eliminate themselves from these dense populated areas because that's what allowed the coronavirus to manifest in such a fast way because everything was so dense.
But then listen to this. I'm like, we got to get ready to end, but I'm like, so how do you increase minimum wage and you ain't got nobody to be in your space? If there's no Central Business District and then you got small mom and pop shops, they got to pay $15 an hour. Do you got to subsidize people's wages now? You got to get like the Chinese dude that ran for president or the Asian guy to say, yeah, give everybody $2,000 a month and then just tell them how they job.
Okay. Nah.
But you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember his name, but I was like, we living in them times right now.
Yeah.
Give them $2,000 a month and then they can work their job. Somebody was like, I could talk all day. So we got to really wrap it up, but.
Yeah, we have to continue the stimulus talk.
And, yeah, stimulus talk and just this pandemic, and it's a lot because, you know, our families are affected, and it is what it is. But I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.